Vast Bank presents the latest episode of Tulsa Little Jam, hosted by Juan Reynoso.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to another edition of Tulsa Little Jam, coming at you from Tulsa's great raft race. We're super excited here as we're closing out. These are the final episodes of Season 2. So if you haven't seen us yet, guys, TulsaLittleJam.com or YouTube or Facebook, we're everywhere. This is also a podcast, so for people who are our podcast lovers, you can find the Tulsa Little Jam podcast just about everywhere podcasts are. And so we're very excited here. I am extra excited because standing right next to me is a guy named Johnny Manchild, which isn't obviously his real last name, but I'm going to call him Johnny Manchild because that's the name of the band. I'm very excited about these guys. I love having the big bands on stage where we have a lot of instruments and a lot of energy. So with that, guys, I want to share that energy with you via Johnny Manchild. And I'm just going to say Johnny Manchild because there are kids in the audience. Johnny Manchild, everybody, give it up for Johnny Manchild.
Yeah, that girl. No way.
This season of Tulsa Little Jam is presented by Vast Bank.
Did you reach out to me, or did you...
Like 15 times before you got back to me.
I know, and I kept ignoring him. I said, nah, you know, you're just a kid. These guys, the oldest guy in the band is 25 years old, guys. That just, to me, is further proof. Is that true?
Oh, yeah. I'm 26.
Oh, sorry, I lied. 26. So, for me, that blows my mind. I guess it's also because, like, when I was growing up, you think of professional athletes and stuff. Boy, they're so old, but they're actually younger than I am at this point. But for you guys to have this immense amount of talent in one group and whatnot, that's what blew me away. And I was like, I have to have you guys on the show, you know. And tell them what, do you remember what I said to you? I gave you that online compliment.
The online compliment.
That photo I sent of myself. No, I likened them to this other band that I really like that has been on the show, Weston Horn and The Hush.
Oh, no, yeah. We want to play with them.
So you heard that, Weston. I know you watch the show, so they would like to tour with you guys. But tell me how you came about, because this is no small feat.
Yeah, large feet, very big feet, big shoes. So, like, I was in my first year of college at UCO, and I'd just gotten out of this other band, which he was actually in. He was in another band with me, and we ended up leaving that, and then some time passed, and I ended up going around the UCO jazz program, because I decided I wanted to do my own stuff, where I picked out a bunch of people. This isn't the original lineup, but it is the better lineup. At first, we had six people. It was always six people, always two trumpets, drums, bass, guitar, and piano. And then I think like a year and a half ago, maybe almost 2 years ago, we added saxophone. And that's kind of, I had some songs and I wanted to play them, so I found people to play them. Yeah.
That's it. That's all it took.
That's it.
But how did you guys, did Johnny find you? Did you find Johnny? How did that work? Who wants to tell the story? Who wants to tell the truth?
It was more of a mutual finding. We found each other at UCO.
Oh, I thought you were going to say through an app.
Yeah, through an app.
We found love in a hopeless place.
I swiped right.
It's the jazz program,
it's,
mostly.
Like, it's, we're all it's there. The band dating app. You guys all swiped right on each other.
You figured it out.
This episode of Tulsa Little Jam is brought to you by Arts Alliance of Tulsa.
Getting lost along the way. The spring sun's
This episode of Tulsa Little Jam is brought to you by Oklahoma Distilling Company.
But talk to me about the sound. Like, who comes up with the sound? What's the? How do you guys work out the process?
It used to be like I said, I had a bunch of songs when we started, and I knew I wanted, for some reason, I wanted to be piano centric, even though I'm a percussionist first, and I decided I like piano. So the horns, I think I went on a trip when I was like, I was already into horns, but then I took this trip for my 21st birthday where I went like all the way up the East Coast for like 2.5 weeks. And when I was in Memphis, it was like, that sounds pretty awesome live. And so I was like, we need horns. And then we had horns. And now it's more of a, like, we've kind of defined the instrumentation a little bit, and now it's not just me thinking of stuff. We're all kind of, I honestly don't even know how we do what we're doing right now. We're just kind of doing it, and I'm going to let it happen. So, I don't know. We're all throwing stuff in. I write lyrics, but, yeah.
Yeah, but in a way, that letting it all happen like that, it like, has created this amazing vibe. Like, every single one of those songs, and all the songs I listen to online and stuff, I was just kind of like dancing in my seat. I was dancing on my feet back there, but at home and stuff, I'm just kind of just like getting down in front of the computer.
Thank you. It worked out.
Yeah, and I'm not just saying that. I'm not just saying that because I'm the host of the show and I'm supposed to be nice to you guys. Because if I thought you were terrible, I'd say, oh gosh, guys, sorry. I made a really big mistake. I don't know why I had you here, but we'll go ahead and film the episode because I have a crew, so we might as well just, you know, finish up.
Thank you.
But speaking of that, though, that big sound, though, I mean, that's got to carry. So I would think that you guys, I mean, what are your ultimate goals right now in terms of, like, getting out there more?
So this whole year, we had a thing, like, we decided to put out a single every single month for the entire year for 2019. And we're on number 9 now that we're about to release. And we've already got the next two that are about to come out recorded. And then we're going to record November and December, and then we're done. We did it. Recording as we go, and that was kind of a big goal for this year. Now we already know we're going to do that, and our online stuff's kind of starting to go well. We got our van through some crowdfunding, which was really cool. Gregory Vanchild.
She is amazing.
She is great.
Gregory is a girl.
Yes, always. Yeah. By the way, that's what happens. We put a Twitter poll out asking what we should name the van, and now it's Greg. So.
So just straight Greg. Greg Vanchild.
Greg Vanchild. But yeah, goals for next year. We're actually planning on going to Sonic Ranch in Texas, which is this really rad studio. We're like Snarky Puppy, if you know them. They recorded in Yeah's, Gerard Way, a bunch of people. So right now, the goal after this year is just to make a really good album. And that's it. It's pretty much that simple.
It's funny because you have so many songs. How many did I count that are actually available? There's like at least 20, right?
26. So there's 7, 12, 19, 19, 27. 27 songs out.
Yeah, I mean, you basically have like almost three albums out.
Yeah. And then we'll have like 12 to 15 on an album for next year.
That's amazing. You guys just like keep churning these great songs out. And again, I'm not just complimenting you to compliment you. I'm like, this is like, that's why I'm like, oh, I still am surprised. And again, this is what I've talked with some of the other bands about, is like more industry in Oklahoma and stuff for music and film. And I mean, because when you have the amount of like amazing songs, like, not one song of yours did I hear that I was like, yeah, because you know how it is. There's bands that you're like, sometimes the A side you hate, but the B side you love, or vice versa and whatnot. I have liked every single one of the songs. And so I feel like
that's
the kind of thing that it's talent like that needs to get out there more. So
I will say for these like 27 songs that have been released, there's about like 180 songs that I threw away. So there's a lot of throwaways.
So you guys are fairly prolific. So if you like had the opportunity, you would probably record even more songs. And I'm sure there's actually quite a few that you play that you still have to record.
There's actually the only one that we play, like, I guess we only played 4 songs today, but we haven't really played anything like for the last year that we haven't recorded yet. We've been like, and that's not going to be how it is when like we're working on the album. But you know, when you're doing a single a month, you can slide month to month without playing the new one and make it like a bigger release and then play it. But yeah, there's not too much right now that we're ready to play that isn't released. We're still in the process of the pre-production, I guess you could say.
This episode of Tulsa Little Jam is brought to you by Riley's Wine and Spirits.
So this song is called Stay Awake. I wrote this one 3.5, maybe 4 years ago, and it sucked, and I hated it, and I didn't use it, and I put it away. And then I changed the key, and then it sounded really good. And I just think it's funny that that's how it be sometimes. This is Stay Awake.
This episode of Tulsa Little Jam is brought to you by Tulsa Music Awards.
What is a dream gig for Johnny Manchild?
I want to play with Billy Joel at Madison Square Garden. That'd be cool.
I don't think he does. He have any openers?
Yeah, dude. No, he like he. Okay, so no, he doesn't have openers. I want to play with Billy Joel. He has people.
Billy.
He had like Bruce Springsteen. He'll have like Tony Bennett come up and play with him. Like it's a whole thing.
It's my dream gig. If I could be Billy Joel.
Yeah, my dream gig is a gig where I don't even play my own music. But that or Red Rocks Amphitheater. That'd be really.
Oh yeah, Red Rocks. Yeah. Okay. Well, I would say one is probably a little more likely than the other at this point. Probably. Billy's getting up there in age, and he's pretty much, man.
So holograms.
He'll live forever through holograms, and he'll have no choice at that point.
Yeah, it's definitely doable.
So, what would you say are your overall influences when it comes to musicality?
It was super Ben Folds at the beginning. Still is. I mean, I don't think you can't write rock music with piano in it without having influence from Elton John, Billy Joel, and Ben Folds. Like, those are like the main three that you can't get away from. We're all pretty big Snarky Puppy fans. Like, if you don't know who they are, you should.
I actually don't know who they are. God. I'm just looking at you as if I do.
Oof, they're really good.
Snarky Puppets?
Snarky Puppy.
Snarky Puppy.
Snarky Puppy, yeah.
Okay, so all my dogs.
they're a huge like band, instrumental mostly, out of North Texas University. But anyway, yeah, they're a big influence. I think, I don't know, what else would you say? Like Panic?
At the Disco?
Yeah, there's still grunge music in there because I like grew up on 90s like grunge and stuff. But
by the way, I just discovered Panic at the Disco, no joke, like 3 weeks ago.
Have you heard their second album yet? Pretty Odd?
I'm not sure what I heard, but I started checking them out. I'm going to publicly acknowledge something, and it's embarrassing. The only reason I finally checked them out is because I saw the lead singer in that music video with Taylor Swift. So, which, by the way, I saw because it was on at my gym, and I never heard the song.
Sure.
And
sure,
so when I finally was like, visually, I was like, that looks like fun. So I watched it, and I was like, hey, that dude's awesome. He can really sing. And so it all pieced together, and then I started listening to Panic at the Disco.
The thing that made me really like Panic at the Disco was their 2005 live show in Colorado. Was that at Red Rocks? I think it was. Anyway, their music's good, but then you watch the live show and you're like, oh, they're all really, really good musicians, and their show was crazy, and then I liked them a lot more. So yeah, they were an influence.
And I liked, by the way, that live, really, with you guys, translated beautifully. Like, there was no differentiation between recorded and live. It felt awesome.
This episode of Tulsa Little Jam is brought to you by
a generous contribution from Craig and Susan Lindberg.
Now, this one's not released yet. Like I said before, we're doing like the whole single a month thing for 2019.
We're on song number 9.
Song number 9. It's gone pretty well so far. It was really hard. Anyway, this song's called this song's called Deceptions of the Heart. It's not out yet. It'll be coming out later this month, but it's really... You'll see. Down, let down, and run.
let's hear it one more time for Johnny Manchild and the Poor Bastards.
15,000 people here. It's crazy.
Thank you again, guys, for being with us for Tulsa Little Jam. We'll see you on the next one.
This episode featured Johnny Manchild and the Poor Bastards, hosted by Juan Reynoso. Executive producer Carlos Moreno, writer, producer, director Juan Reynoso, cinematographer and lighting designer Bradley Cook, swing Kyle Johnson, camera operators Bradley Cook, Mark Rains, Nick Whitaker, technical director, sound recordist and mixer Ken Llewellyn, edited by Brian Hicks, production assistance by Graciela Moreno. Special thanks to Woody Guthrie Center, Christopher Riley, Diane Rose Riley, Craig and Susan Lindbergh, Jeremy Kavnis, Doug DeJarnett, Andy Cagle, Tully Bowman, Jerry Wofford, Sam Flowers, Molly McCown, Dina Stafford McLeod, Jennifer Moreno, Karen Lacey.